My name is Katie Masouris. I'm a senior security strategist with Microsoft. I'm here speaking with Richard Johnson, a security software engineer, also with Microsoft. Richard, thank you so much for joining us at Blue Hat. Is this your first time speaking at Blue Hat?
This is my first time speaking at Blue Hat.
Excellent. Well, we're happy to have you. Why don't you give us a little preview of what your talk is going to be about?
Well, my talk will focus on the techniques of visualization and how to apply that to the software security realm, and it will discuss the unique data sets that we have to deal with and how visualization will help us interpret those data sets better.
So when you talk about visualization, why don't you give the audience a little bit of a background on what that is and the field itself?
Sure. So visualization techniques are more or less a method of transmitting information by using imagery. And there's a lot of different attributes to imagery and visualizations that most people aren't really aware of, and different techniques that you can use to make visualizations more powerful. So it's really about understanding how to take abstract information and make pictures that transmit information about what that data set really means.
So when you're looking at this, as it applies to security research, what are some of the ways in which visualization really helps? What are some of the items that it might not lend itself to easily?
Yeah, visualization is really useful for dealing with areas that have tons and tons of data, lots of things back there, like we have crash dumps and we have millions of lines of code, and we have different analysis tools that generate even more data about those lines of code. And so we need a way to look at hundreds or thousands or millions of data points and being able to see all those at once. And so by creating a picture that represents abstract data sets, we're able to create a concrete understanding of what all these different data sets mean together.
So what are some of the things you're able to spot literally spot with your eyes using some of these techniques?
Sure. Well, we're able to break down large pieces of software and be able to slice them up into the portions that are of interest, so we can determine just by visually highlighting areas of code that are of interest because they deal with external data, or they are areas of code that have been exercised during an exploit, or they may also portray things like we're portraying compiler properties, and so you can understand how hard it will be to actually write an exploit for a vulnerability in a certain area, and then also using visualizations to help us get more meaning out of heuristic-based security analysis tools. So when we run prefast, or if we run a static analysis tool like an integer overflow detector, those have a high false positive rate. But when you combine those data sets with other information, like whether or not your data actually flows through this part of code, we can really reduce down the amount of data we need to look at and make it more actionable.
So is there a way to automate some of this, post automated tool run analysis using the visualization techniques?
Yeah, exactly. So most of our data, you can't just put code into a spreadsheet. You need to run analysis tools against that code and derive certain properties and certain things that represent value, such as how secure or whether or not it's reachable or how likely it's reachable. And so once you derive some properties, you can start to combine those, and some of those properties are how exploitable or whether or not you can reach that. And that allows us to understand which parts of the code we need to go after.
So that should cut down a lot of time in terms of security review, right?
Yes.
So what other, what are some of the downfalls of visualization? Do you see yourself missing chunks, or are there sort of false negatives associated with it?
Well, one of the interesting things is that the visualization field hasn't focused a lot on software visualization. Mm-hmm. So most of the visualization field has focused on concrete data visualization, things like statistical visualizations and empirical data. And so we're young, and visualization is a young field too. And so, just now are people starting to apply these visualization techniques that will, for example, allow you to determine which of these values are outliers and which don't statistically fit in the model that you're trying to represent. And so we're trying to figure out how to create models that will utilize the research of visualization from the past and apply it to a whole new information base that isn't usually looked at with data visualizations.
So in terms of where is the work right now, in terms of how advanced you are?
Well, earlier this year I did a project that analyzed things like crash dumps to find shell code or various exploitation attempts, and that was a one-off project that helped us isolate some new places to look for vulnerabilities. The tool that I'll be demoing will really be about showing different techniques of visualization, but what it's being used for internally is to help code auditors determine which parts of a program are most important to look at first. And so you'll prioritize the triage process, prioritize the code review process.
That sounds great. So so then in terms of next steps with your research, where do you see yourself going from here?
Well, we have some technologies that need to be applied to the various sets of information and software that we have here. So a lot of it is logistics and building data warehouses that will allow an engineer to come in and see all the context of what other people have done and what other people have done when they review this software. So it'll go through an incubation period that allows this data warehouse to build up, and that will make every next person that sees the software have all this rich context. So it's in a process of adoption and figuring out how else we can derive new properties that other people haven't discovered about software and put them into our visualizations.
So it sounds like you've got a lot, you know, you've got a lot coming up in terms of integrating collaboration into this research. That sounds really great. So are there any final thoughts that you want to leave with the audience?
Well, just that I think that visualization is a young new area, and it hasn't been explored heavily in software security, and I think it's an exciting new space for people to learn about.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us, and I'm looking forward to seeing your talk.
Okay, thank you.